John Kelly in action today in Portugal. Good news from there, I do believe.
Yes, indeed. Really, really good news. You know, the record stood to him at 18-0, that's the Donegal and Ulster and the Pin Valley record. And four times today he's been over 18 metres. And finally, a big, big throw of 18-50. He had an 18-37, he had an 18-34, and he had an 18-22. So, you know the magic mark of 60 feet shot putting, he has totally annihilated that. And, you know, that's such a big, big, big step up for him. He was fourth, I think, in the competition, an international competition, a European permit meeting, and a very quality meeting. Yesterday, he was thrown also in Portugal, and he threw 17.99. So he really warmed up for this one today, and he really got the shot out there. So it's a pretty significant story, you know. It's a pretty significant mark, 18.50, as he really gets the season to coming to an end, and he can look forward to a 19-metre throws as he builds and builds and trains and trains. A training regime that has lasted now at this stage for 11 years, since he was a young boy coming to the Finn Valley area school sports first. You know, he previously had played with Kildrum underage soccer, and you know, then introduced to athletics and got serious support at home, of course, and coached by his father and so on. So, and in a house where shot putting is a big deal, because his brother James, of course, was at the European Junior Championships, and he by his standards has a disappointing season. You know, disappointing in that the marks haven't come for him. But we know that he's an 18-metre-plus thrower as well, with the junior shot put weight. And, you know, technically it just didn't happen for him. But we also believe and are confident that James Kelly will be a 19-20-metre thrower in the future as well. So we're looking at two very serious international standard shot putters in the county right now, with two brothers from St Johnstone. So that's big, big news. 18.50, new Donegal, Ulster and Finn Valley record. It's a big story. Yesterday as well, we had four young athletes, a Youth Nations Cup that was in Santry Stadium in Dublin. Three of them from Finn Valley, Danielle Janssen in the 400 metres and in the relay. She finished fourth in the 58 odd for the 400 metres. Good end of the season for her. Lauren Callaghan, who's had a really good season in the triple jump, she got out to third and against two English girls, and she got out to 11.23. And Michaela Byrne, who was a late call-up to the team, very, very, very delighted to get the late call-up in the triple jump as well, and she got over 11 metres for the first time in her career. So really, really good. And the fourth member from the Donegal perspective in the team was Owen Sharkey from Tyrconnell in the 400 metre hurdles, and he finished third. So well done to him as well. So four prospects for the future competing well, getting a good opportunity as well against England yesterday. And that's something that Athletics Ireland need to continue to do, is give these young athletes up international opportunities, because, you know, the motivational factor of them, you know, competing internationally first of all, and secondly just getting the boost that the club gets, that the athlete gets, that the coach gets, and it's something that they need to continue to build. So well done. Dermot McGranahan was team coach with them, with that team, so he'll be well pleased with the local representation on the team. So that pretty much was the weekend, and some other stuff coming up in a couple of weeks. So of course there's 5Ks here, there and everywhere, and there's 10Ks and all sorts of events going on night in, night out. So there's no want of opportunities for people, you know, for recreational running around the county. So that still continues right through. Ballyar is coming up too, of course, and we look forward to that as a well-established road event as well, Friday night. So that's where we're at. John Kelly, the big story, 18.50, Ulster record.